So the first question I really have for you is just simply, are Facebook and Twitter allowed to flag and even take down content that they deem to be false or incorrect?
Yes, they are. That is a result of legislation passed in 1996 when the Communications Decency Act was promulgated by United States Congress. It included what's known as Section 230. And in Section 230, what the intent was by Congress was to not have social media platforms treated as publishers. The reason for that, separate and apart from agendas or opinions, is that it is very different from publishing a magazine, a newspaper, or a newsletter. And by that I mean that people interact instantaneously or online as the information they share with other people on social media or in response to articles. So the idea was that if the early platforms were treated as publishers, they would soon be out of business because they could not police the content for being defamatory or libelous. So they were given some discretion to exercise in good faith to moderate, but they were also given Section 230, gave them immunity from being named as defendants in libel and defamation actions. That same immunity also allows them to, for all essence and terms under their controls and conditions and contractual terms, control what's posted on their platforms.
So is there any type of speech protected on Facebook or Twitter under freedom of speech that they wouldn't be able to take down, or are they pretty much just in charge of what is on their platform if they so choose to remove something?
Well, that's a great question, and raises a legal matter that started in earnest in the past 3 years, 3 to 4 years, as to whether or not to treat these social media platforms as public squares. The reality is that currently they are not. So they are not governed by the First Amendment, because the First Amendment governs the government trying to say what should or should not be published or what should or should not be censored, subject to, you're more familiar with the federal communications. The FCC governs broadcast radio or TV, and there are certain areas there that there are some controls on what can be broadcast, but Facebook, Twitter, and other platforms, YouTube, Pinterest, Parler, Reddit, they are not government entities, so they're not governed by the First Amendment.
So these social medias have had this power to do this, but some social medias like Parler has said that they won't restrict stuff like this. So basically what I'm understanding is it's up to each social media site whether or not they flag things as incorrect or false or make people aware or just let it go.
Currently in the United States, it pretty much is subject to, in all candor and reality, the ability of people to use social media platforms to put national security risks on the populace. And by that I mean that where it gets even more complex is, are the people posting actually who they say they are? And it's not just Russian operatives or spies for China or other countries. There can be groups that are non-country aligned that can be, for lack of a better term, spoofing, acting like they're somebody else, and they're not. And that has come to light that, for example, certain posts that were allegedly on behalf of Black Lives Matter were not posted by Black Lives Matter, and same for other social protest groups. So the other overlay that makes it more complex is our laws are not the same as overseas. Overseas has different controls that Facebook and others are struggling with, because they are finding that in other countries there's much more concern about, for example, people posting that COVID-19 is not contagious, or that people who are young are immune to it, things of that nature, rather than just the social media platform reacting to that alone.
So do you see, just from your eyes, that maybe, do Facebook and Twitter see maybe that they have some kind of responsibility on their part of making sure that people are not spreading false information?
Well, there's the rub, because it's possible that they may have viewed in the long game, long view version of this, before they got to the current what's false and what's true. We know all the social media platforms have been struggling with hate groups posting on their sites of the different types. So then when you get to what's true or what's false about COVID-19, and they make more and more editorial decisions, what was interesting to me in the recent congressional hearings was that while Twitter and others were totally against the government through the Congress tinkering with the Section 230 immunity, I think Facebook may have been acknowledging that some changes in the wind, and they wanted to get out in front of it by saying that they were open to making certain changes, for example, perhaps in order to protect sex trafficking victims and things of that sort. So I think in the next 4 years, we're going to find a Congress that, whether of a divided mind or on some areas where they may agree, we'll revisit the Section 230 immunity, and I suspect there will be some experimentation underway at some point.
That was actually one of my final questions, was what changes would you see coming if they do examine that immunity?
The thought that comes to mind, and again, this is just a speculation on my part, just like anyone else's, is that given the economic size of these social media companies and given their economic success, that Congress will have to balance, do they want to injure some of their largest successful companies, not just in this country, but worldwide, in the process of also looking at how do regular processes get installed so that someone who thinks that their site was taken down incorrectly or their comment flagged has a regular process to go through, whether it's internally with the social media platform and not buried in 50 pages of terms and conditions and not easily not easy to find on the site for the platform or to pursue. I think that's one of the areas they're going to be looking at, as well as trying to clamp down on the national security angle. It's hard to think they're not going to do that, given the number of rumors and forget about our citizenry, but just false statements posted online by outsiders trying to cause dissension.
Absolutely. Is there anything that I haven't asked you about that I should know about legally, what Facebook and Twitter can do, basically anything we've talked about?
They each have their own set of terms and conditions and dozens of policies when you go on any of these sites. So while I've not looked at Parler site deep enough to see what terms and conditions they have, it's, at this point, I would tell anyone who's actively using any of those sites to become somewhat familiar with the terms and conditions so they know what to expect when they post certain things. And they may also know how to voice their concerns and keep their website active. The other part of this, too, is as far as I can see, most of these sites that have been taken down, with the exception of Alex Jones or somebody just getting in a lot of trouble in courts over their statements being false, a lot of the people, their suspensions are brief, or their accounts get reactivated. So I think some of the concerns we're getting expressed now are just part of the larger societal anxiety and people reacting and possibly overreacting to every response they get from the social media platforms.